This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
The ink is drying on a brand new deal between Netflix and theater chain iPic Entertainment. And one question remains. Can a lobster roll and a monogrammed blanket get you off the couch and into the theaters? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Netflix has just inked a deal with luxury theater chain iPic Entertainment to screen its own original movies in theaters the very same day they stream it on Netflix. This means Netflix movies throughout the next year will play in iPic theaters, specifically in Los Angeles and New York, with an option of showing at 13 other locations or independent theaters. This, of course, marks the streaming giant's first long-term commitment to an exhibitor. The Journal's Eric Schwartzel broke the story and joins us on the line right now from Los Angeles. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Tanya.
The main driving point here is that actual theaters would screen content the same day it's available online. What's Netflix's main incentive here?
Netflix wants to break the stigma of people thinking that they are making TV movies. They are making movies just like any major Hollywood studio. The big difference, of course, is that you can often only see them in your home. Now, what iPic is doing is they're signing a deal that will allow them to show Netflix movies in their theaters the same day they're available for streaming. And what the companies are hoping is that consumers will say, you know, it doesn't matter if I can watch it at home for $10.99 or whatever it is per month. I still want to go out tonight. I still want to see a movie. I want to see it on the big screen. I might as well see this Netflix movie that had interest me. So it's really about giving Netflix more of a theatrical footprint and also trying to break the habit that the theaters have gotten into of only showing movies that they have exclusively and that aren't available anywhere else.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Netflix has tried this out in the past, correct? How did it go?
Well, they did try it with their film Beasts of No Nation, which starred Idris Elba last year. And that was a movie that they really thought had some Oscar potential. And so they showed it in a Los Angeles theater, which is required if you want to qualify for the Academy Awards. It didn't make much money at all. It made less than $100,000, probably because people saw it and said, why would I go pay $15, $20 for a theatrical experience that I could just get at home? However, what's interesting is that iPic and Netflix tested the arrangement that we wrote about today with a movie that came out earlier this year called The Little Prince. It was an adaptation of the children's book. Mm-hmm. Netflix made that into a children's movie and put it in some iPic locations. And they wouldn't give us the details on the theatrical gross, but the chief content officer, Ted Sarandos, at Netflix told us that nearly every seat of the run was sold out. So they're saying it did better than Beast of No Nation. They're saying it performed very well. And obviously hoping that these 10 titles that they're doing with iPic now as part of this deal will follow that trend and not the one seen with Beasts of No Nation.
So for Netflix, the deal can bring in additional bucks off this revenue, but does showing movies in so few theaters mean anything big financially for Netflix?
Financially, no. I mean, they are a massive company worth billions and billions of dollars. This is not going to move the needle.
Right.
But I think what it will do is lend a little bit of legitimacy to their movies. It might make people more excited about subscribing in general. Might drive some subscriptions there. And I think, like I said, it also sort of makes them more like a traditional studio, and it gets their movies in front of very important constituencies. You know, Netflix and iPic have agreed to show the movies in New York and Los Angeles, where, of course, a lot of very influential people in the industry and those voting for the awards, like the Oscars, also tend to reside.
And you mentioned earlier how, you know, the hope is to just get people out for that movie experience, but is there any concern on Netflix's part that people might not be so inclined to go to the theater when they have a perfectly good couch at home? I know iPic theaters are pretty luxurious, but is there any thinking along those lines?
Yes, and I think that's why they did this deal with iPic, because iPic really prides itself on differentiating itself from the other theaters and differentiating the theatrical experience. It is not the kind of movie theater where you're going to have sticky floors and rows of stadium seating. These are really high-end theaters with huge leather recliners. They have lobster rolls on the menu that they'll come and serve you.
Right.
They'll give you a monogrammed blanket if you are a certain member. So they really attract a very high-income, high-level kind of consumer. And I think that it makes sense that Netflix would go to them because they want to get in front of those consumers, but they also want to be with someone who is already trying to say, this is all about the experience. It's not necessarily about what movie you're seeing. It's about making the decision that I'm going out tonight and I want to do it right.
There are these windowing business rules in place in Hollywood where, you know, we're all accustomed to it, not being able to watch a movie at home until it's out of the theaters for whatever amount of time. It used to seem like a long time. Now it seems like a very short span there. But could moves like this shake up that structure that's in place? And what would that mean for an already struggling movie industry?
Yes, I think it will continue to shake it up. What we call those rules you mentioned, windows, you say, like, there's a theatrical window where only theaters can show a movie. Then it goes to a home video window where you might be able to buy it on DVD or get it on demand. Mm-hmm. But there are cracks forming in those windows, and this is yet another one. It's not a huge deal in terms of dollar amount. It's, you know, it's one small chain with Netflix partnering here. But it does show where a lot of the major players are going and what they have to anticipate. And what's interesting is before I got on the phone here today, I got an email from the National Association of Theater Owners, which is an industry trade group representing the major exhibitors. And they put out a statement criticizing the IPIC deal, saying that theatrical windows and theatrical exclusivity exist for a reason, and it's worked for decades for a reason, and that deals like this are a step in the wrong direction.
We're going to take a quick pause. Coming up, can the stars align to make some movie magic out of this deal?
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
And we're back talking with the Journal's Eric Schwartzel, who broke the story on the big Netflix IPIC deal. So, Eric, how do you see this panning out? Is it a recipe for success? You mentioned the test earlier with the children's movie, The Little Prince, went very well. But this seems challenging. How do you see this panning out?
It's going to be hard, I think, to convince most consumers that they can watch a movie at home for $9.99 a month, but they should still go out and pay $15 to $30 for a ticket to see it in the theaters.
Right.
I think that's going to be difficult. I think it's more about the ancillary benefits of, like I said, getting in front of those important constituents in New York and Los Angeles, and also trying to position your overall status, your overall reputation as a traditional movie studio and not just a streaming service that makes TV movies.
Right. Very interesting. Eric Schwartzel, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.